There is a kind of a common mindset, a common thought that comes up almost every time that there's a funeral. Not every time, but almost every time. You know, it's very common when I'm talking to the families that I'll hear something to the extent of, well, I know my friend, loved one, family member, whatever, is in heaven. Well, how do you know that? Well, they were a good person. They're a good person. Well, why else? Well, they were just a good person. You know, and that's a dangerous mindset to have because, as we see in the gospel today, just being a good person in this life is not good enough to get into heaven. Our Lord has very specific requirements for what it takes for us to get into heaven. He's very specific about it. As our Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, this is not to say that we don't have hope for our loved ones. You know, it's not to say that we can't hope that God will grant them his mercy and bring them into heaven. Matter of fact, that's usually the theme of my funeral homilies, is that when we gather for a funeral, we gather in the hope of the salvation of this loved one, this person who we've lost. That's why it's so important that we pray for their souls after they die. We pray that God will have mercy on them. That's why frequently we'll have a rosary before the funeral, the night before the funeral. That's also why we frequently will offer masses on behalf of a loved one who has died. It's important to pray for God's mercy because we need to realize that just because we claim to be a Christian and just because we want to follow Jesus does not guarantee our entrance into heaven. You might have heard someone say, well, I know I'm going to go to heaven. Why? Well, I'm a born-again Christian. Our Lord doesn't say that. Our Lord says you have to follow our Lord and follow the will of our Heavenly Father. Look at our Lord's words today. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Then I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. I mean, look at this. Look at these great deeds that people did in our Lord's name. Even if we prophesy, drive out demons, and do mighty deeds in the name of Christ, we will not enter into heaven if we do not follow the will of our Heavenly Father throughout our entire lives. We have to spend our lives listening and taking to heart the words of Moses in our first gospel, our first reading today. I set before you here this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing for obeying the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, a curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way I ordained for you today to follow other gods whom you have not known. We will be blessed if we follow the commands and teachings of God. And that's a difficult thing to do because it means that we have to submit our will to God's will. And we don't want to do that, but yet we must humbly submit to the teachings of the church, which we believe were given to us by Christ and were passed down for 2,000 years by the protection of the church. And this does mean that we have to set aside our own feelings and opinions if they disagree with the teachings of the church. And that's where the difficulty comes in, because pride comes in at that point. We don't want to let go of our pride. We don't want to think that we might actually be wrong about something as important as the teachings of the church. Some of the teachings of the church, we really don't want to think we're wrong, but yet we may be. So we need to humbly set those aside and listen to our Lord and follow our Lord. Because our goal in life, our primary goal in life, should be to make it to heaven. Everything else we do is secondary. Making it to heaven should be our number one priority. Nothing should be more important than that in our lives. Nothing. So how do we do this? Well, let's look at some of the stuff our Lord said. Do we seek to know the will of our Heavenly Father and do it? Or do we seek to do our own will? Again, this is coming into pride. We don't want to let go of our own wills. But do we spend our lives seeking our Father's will and living it? Do we make prayer and worship of God, our Heavenly Father, central to our lives? Or is it second to something else? A scenario I recently heard, you may have heard this, I don't know. But, you know, imagine how full this church would be if I got on KMMR, if I put an ad in the paper saying, next weekend, anyone who comes to a mass will receive $1,000 cash. How full do you think this church would be? It would be jammed to the rafters and we'd have to use crowbars to get people in the doors. Why isn't it like that now? Because it's not a priority to come to Mass. There's always other priorities. Admittedly, as I wouldn't mind being in Butte to watch the state finals of the tournaments tonight, but that's another story. There's other priorities that we always let get ahead of Mass. Are we faithful to the church founded by Christ, or do we follow our own wills and desires? Again, allowing our opinions to override church teaching. And finally, and I think in many ways the most important, do we reach out to our neighbors and treat them the way we want to be treated? And this is more than just your literal neighbors, more than just, you know, the people who live around you on the block. This is everyone you meet. Do we reach out to them and treat them with the respect and love they deserve? Or do we talk about them behind their backs, gossiping and telling things about them, or ignoring those in our community who are in need? And that's a difficult thing to do. We need to be asking these questions of ourselves daily if we want to enter into eternal life. Now, to be fair, we're going to fall short of this. We all will. I do. Everyone does. Which is why St. Paul says, there are no distinction. There is no distinction. All have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. We all fall short of doing God's will. We all fall short of living up to this. But yet, we have a way to get back onto track, get back into God's good graces again through the sacrament of confession. Confession restores us and gives us the strength to once again follow His will. Now, we've got a good opportunity for this. We need to receive the sacrament. All of us need this sacrament because we all do sin. But we're coming to the Lenten season. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Lent starts on that day. This season, I challenge you to use it as an opportunity to seek this restoration, to take advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation, whether it be during one of the penance services we'll have in the couple of parishes, or just at the normal Saturday time for confession. But use this upcoming Lenten season as an opportunity to commit yourself to doing God's will for your life, to put aside your own feelings or opinions, and to do God's will.